Nolte, Michigan Democrat, says she almost didn't receive hydroxychloroquine due to state block. By John Nolte on April 7, 2020. If President Trump had not talked about hydroxychloroquine, it would not be something that's accessible in Michigan because of an order that was put down in my state, said State Representative Karen Whitsitt, D. Detroit. You have to watch the whole clip. For just a moment, forget about the politics. Forget about who has a D and who has an R after their respective names. Listen to this woman's story of how terrified she was after testing positive for the coronavirus, a diagnosis that could be a sentence to a long, painful, horrible, awful illness, and at worst a death sentence. And now look at her. At home, smiling, laughing, and grateful for access to the hydroxychloroquine her own governor blocked just to own Trump. A drug she would not have known anything about had Trump not had the courage to talk about it. Even as our increasingly unbalanced and sociopathic media rage against him over his heroic act of raising awareness. To be clear, we don't know for a fact the hydroxychloroquine made the difference or any difference for Rep. Whitsitt. There's a possibility Whitsitt was already predisposed to shrug the coronavirus off quickly. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that thanks only to Trump's moral courage, a terrified woman who wanted every chance at life, every chance at beating this thing, was able to gain access to it. And what really matters is if in fact it did make the difference. And if that's the case, if this drug did save her and her husband from the horrors of a long illness or worse, the only person who deserves credit for saving her is President Trump. Something Whitsitt all but expressed in an earlier interview. It has a lot to do with the president bringing it up, Whitsitt said. He is the only person who has the power to make it a priority. The demonic media and their fellow partisan Democrats, like Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who was eventually forced to drop her partisan and potentially deadly hydroxychloroquine ban after the FDA approved it for emergency use, are on a demonic crusade to scare people away from trying this drug when, as long as you consult with your doctor to avoid potential side effects, there is no downside. This drug has been on the market for decades, countless millions take it without any problem. And there is a growing amount of anecdotal and medical evidence that it is indeed effective against the Chinese virus. So the worst-case scenario, as long as you take it with a doctor's approval, is that it does nothing to you, doesn't help you, doesn't harm you. So, what have you got to lose in giving it a try? Nothing. And even if there are side effects, in order to save our own lives we frequently agree to treatments with horrible side effects, things like chemotherapy and radiation. But just to own Trump, our monstrous media are desperate to scare people away from it, are desperately hoping he's wrong about its effectiveness, and desperately want to increase the body count to hurt Trump's re-election chances. Anyone with the courage, especially if you're a Democrat, to speak out against a media narrative, especially in a way that supports Trump, is a hero in my book. Rep. Whitsitt is risking personal destruction in speaking out. She's risking having her status as a woman, a Democrat, and a black person questioned and demeaned. So thank God for Representative Karen Whitsitt. Thank God for her moral courage. Thank God for her willingness to speak out, for her shining light on humanity that puts life above owning the orange bad man. And I don't say this lightly, but goddamn those who, only for partisan reasons, would deny or discourage Rep. Whitsitt, or anyone, every opportunity to beat this thing, every opportunity to save their own life. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.